Welcome to the Fitfluential Radio Podcast, the intersection of health, wellness, and fitness. Join hosts Kevin Cottrell and Kelly Alexa as they interview thought leaders and world-class experts in order to demystify and declutter complex health and wellness topics. The goal in each episode is to provide you with actionable tips and information in order to apply them in your everyday lifestyle.
Hey everybody, welcome to Fitfluential Radio. I'm your host, Kelly Alexa, and I am super excited. I say that a lot, I know, but everybody we're having on the show is really handpicked, and we are excited to have them on the show. But this gentleman, Travis Elliott, that you're going to hear from today is somebody I had the pleasure of meeting in person in LA a couple years ago. And this was after I had already purchased his Ultimate Yogi DVD program and was just blown away by it. I had certainly fallen in love with yoga from a class perspective, but once I discovered this DVD program, I realized I could have that yoga class experience and a diverse group of classes in my own home. And I was just enthralled and excited because Travis has done something that in my experience and in my opinion hasn't been done before in the yoga space. There's a lot of yoga content out there. Now there's starting to certainly be more folks in the space that are paying attention to producing better content. But I think Travis was really one of the first. So it was really exciting for me. And I geeked out when I met him in person. He was probably like, can you have a green smoothie and chill out? But he's an amazing guy. This is a great interview. I had a great time talking with him. But just so that you guys have some information about Travis, other than my gushing about how amazing he is, here's a few things to consider. Travis is one of the most talked about hottest stars in the yoga community, which is truth. LA Yoga Magazine says that he has a style that is dynamic, transforming, and full of heart. Influenced by his global travels, Ayurvedic studies, and profound passion for music, his classes are physically demanding yet perfectly meditative. Travis teaches his signature holistic yoga flow classes at Santa Monica Power Yoga, the Yoga Collective, and Equinox Fitness in LA, and also teaches workshops nationally and internationally. He's the creator, as I shared, of the Ultimate Yogi DVD program. He has another program that's going to be coming out soon. You'll hear about that later. He's the CEO of Inner Domain Media, yoga expert for Fitfluential, director of Holistic Yoga Flow Teacher Trainings, and faculty acclaimed Cripple U Institute. He has been featured on Access Hollywood, Self, Fitness Trainer, Mantra Magazine, Mind Body Green, Examiner, The Huffington Post, MSN, and is an ambassador for Manduka Yoga Mats. What makes Travis the leader in his field is his flawless ability to take the authentic teachings of yoga and make it accessible to a contemporary audience. He is a top pioneer within the yoga fitness industry, with numerous DVDs, online content, exciting books, and CDs being continually released. He truly is the future of yoga and wellness, and I couldn't agree more. I hope you guys enjoy this interview with Travis Elliott. Tune in and enjoy. Okay, welcome to Fitfluential Radio, everybody. I am your host, Kelly Alexa, and I am super excited for this interview today with Travis Elliott. He is one of the most amazing people I've had the pleasure of meeting and hanging out with in person, and you heard me talk about him in the intro. His Ultimate Yogi program is amazing. I absolutely think it's a game changer in the space. We're going to be talking about that, and I will rave about him excessively, so full warning there. And there's also going to be a chance for one of you listeners to win a copy of Travis's Ultimate Yogi program, which, trust me, you're going to become an obsessive fan of. So welcome to the show, Travis Elliott. Travis, how are you today?
I'm doing great, and thank you so much for having me on the show today. It's an honor and a pleasure.
Well, it is an honor on my side. And before we dive into the questions, I just want to preface this interview with saying, especially for the guys that are listening. Now, obviously, women, you're going to be just as excited to learn about Travis if you're in the area. Travis, where exactly are you located and where are your studios in California?
I'm actually in Los Angeles, and I teach at three studios. One is in Santa Monica, one is in Venice, and the other one's actually in Santa Monica as well. So I teach at a place called Power Yoga the Yoga Collective, and Equinox Fitness.
Wow. Busy guy, and rightfully so. You're going to be more busy in the future. But back to where I started, as far as the men that are listening. If you've never attempted yoga or thought that yoga was for you, I really want you to not say, oh, I'm not going to listen to this one. This is about yoga. Trust me that I was one of those people before I became interested in yoga. And I had like three or four phases of when I became kind of a liker of yoga, a lover of yoga, and an obsessed yogi. Somebody now that I want to inevitably learn how to teach yoga in my future. It's that transformational and impactful in my life. But there's so many men that write off yoga. And what I want to tell you is I used to write off yoga as well, because frankly, before Travis made his DVDs, honestly, the stuff that I would see in the yoga space, and Travis, you know, when we first hung out, I told you this, I was like, it was unsettling to watch. It was like a combination of, I don't know, Mr. Rogers and maybe like CNN and Wikipedia. And it was very kind of ooey gooey. It just left you feeling like you needed a shower, and not in a good way. It was creepy. And I'm just being like, some of the people watching this will know. And if you bought a yoga book, you'd look at it and go, oh, are they wearing a unitard? Like, it was uncomfortable. But men that are listening, and women maybe that haven't tried yoga, if you have that creepy feeling like, oh, yoga is for hippies and I don't get it, you need to tune in and you need to check out Travis, because I guarantee you, you will love this. You will dive in, and you will, I think, I challenge you to not become obsessed with yoga and obsessed with Travis. Write me an email if you think you're not, because I think that you might be taking some kind of medication, but that's just my opinion. So anyway, without further ado, we're going to get into some of our questions. So Travis, you have a really interesting story about how you got into yoga yourself before you started teaching and before you started your Ultimate Yogi. We talked about this when we first hung out in LA at that great restaurant, which I need you to remind me later when we're offline what restaurant that was.
Yeah,
it was
a good one.
Oh, so I'm hungry just thinking about it. But tell us your story on how you got into yoga and why. I love this story, and tune in.
So, you know, really my journey began, I think, when I was 9 years old, because that's when my mom introduced me to meditation. And so she would give me these meditation cassette tapes, and they were guided meditations, and I would go do these meditations on my own. And so at a young age, I was exposed to different levels of seeing things and knowing that there's more than meets the eye. And so I grew up in North Carolina, and growing up in North Carolina, I was very much into a lot of outdoor sports like mountain biking, surfing, hiking. I got into a little bit of weightlifting when I was in high school. So, you know, I always enjoyed those kind of physical activities. And then when I was in my mid-20s, I moved out to Los Angeles.
Today's Fitfluential Radio episode is sponsored by Health IQ. Health IQ uses science and data to secure lower rates on life insurance for health-conscious people, including runners, cyclists, strength trainers, vegans, and many more. 56% of Health IQ customers save up to 33% on their life insurance policies, and these savings are exclusive to Health IQ. Health IQ can save their customers this much because physically active people have a 56% lower risk of heart disease, 20% lower risk of cancer, and a 58% lower risk of diabetes compared to people who are inactive. To get your free quote today, mention the promo code FITFLUENTIAL when you talk to a Health IQ agent.
And after a couple of years of being in LA, I finally got dragged to my first yoga class. And it took me a year. You know, I was very resistant to going to yoga, like maybe many of the listeners out there are, because we have this weird perception as to what yoga is. And yoga can be so many things, and it can be delivered in so many different ways. So I was blown away when I went to my first yoga class, because just on a physical level, it encompassed all aspects of fitness. So there was, you know, strength, flexibility, balance, and even a good amount of cardio. There was a great sweat. But more than just that was the effects that it had on my mind, you know, and living in Los Angeles and just living in this modern day world that we're in, where there's so much stimulation and we're just being bombarded by so many different things. It's easy to slip into a place where we're feeling stressed out. And this yoga practice, this very first one that I went to, was amazing in the sense that it brought me back to a state of peace and clarity and balance that I hadn't experienced for years and years and years. It was almost like I had come back to that place where I was at when I was a kid, when I was 9 years old. And then beyond that, you know, it was an emotional experience and a spiritual experience. And so for me, I feel like the future of fitness is more than just the physical. It's got to be holistic. And I believe that yoga provides that for everybody. And the key is that you have to find the right style and you have to find the right teacher that you connect with. It's like flavors of ice cream. And so, you know, if you go to a yoga class out there and you don't like it, don't give up. Like, keep trying. Because as you said, it comes in sometimes, you know, more of a new agey hippie format. Or, you know, my whole thing is make yoga as accessible as possible so that, you know, people can benefit from it.
Mm. I love absolutely everything that you said. And I want also the listeners to know how we prepare with our guests, because so many of the things you just touched on, Travis, are items and topics and themes we're going to be covering in future shows. But, you know, for those listening, I want you all to know we're not choreographing what our guests say. I reach out to people I know, what my co-host, Kevin, he's connecting with folks he knows, and we have people reaching out to us. But we do prepare for our interview and say, hey, these are the themes of questions I'm going to ask, you know, making sure that it's cool and there's a good vibe there. But other than that, I'm not telling Travis, like, hey, make sure you say this or make sure you say this. And what's really been interesting to me and amazing is the folks that we have in this initial, you know, first 60 to 100 episodes, they're all touching on a lot of the same topics that are of importance. And what you brought up is the importance of a holistic approach, the importance of quieting your mind, and probably, maybe I'm paraphrasing, but stress reduction. And a lot of people look at getting fit or getting healthy as one-dimensional. And they think, well, I need to work out more, I need to eat less, and that it's like one part of their life. But all of these things, and I, Kelly Alexa, am learning these and applying these in my own life, because although I've been around all these great fitness experts with Fitfluential for 5 or 6 years, there's so much I didn't know. And a lot of what I didn't know and wasn't applying was calming my mind down. I'm this crazy type A workaholic, or I have been, because I'm transforming. But I never gave myself that break. I never allowed myself to stop focusing on social media so much. I never turned off. And that was a big part for me. What yoga did for me is, first of all, you know, for those of you listening, what Travis said about getting out to a class, if you've never done it, you know, I personally would recommend if you could find somebody to go with, because I think a lot of people get intimidated going by themselves. But what I will tell you is, I think most yoga classes, even if you go by yourself, people are so friendly and welcoming and accommodating, because they want others to feel the way they do, to feel better, to get more relaxation, to get the stress reduction, to get that Zen feeling in their life, that they're going to be very welcoming and helpful, and you won't feel silly. You won't feel out of place. I've personally never had that experience, but I do think that getting to a class will be the first great exposure you have to yoga. And then you'll start to see little peaks of, wow, you know, this whole class, I didn't think about work. I wasn't thinking about my relationship. I was just concentrating on my body and I felt good. And then it starts to bleed into other areas. But right now, for example, we're working on my own health, and I have a lot of hormonal imbalance issues. And Kevin, my co-host, is my health coach. I have new doctors, and the biggest focus they have for me is stress reduction. You know what I did? They cut my training, my weight training, and my cardio, and I now do just yoga in the morning. And you know what? I remember Kevin said to me one day, he's like, maybe you should do yoga every other morning. And I fought him on it, Travis, because I'm like, you are not taking that from me. And you can ask him. I said, that's my baby. I mean, take whatever you want. If you need to take peanut butter from me, that's fine, but not my yoga, because it feeds me physically, spiritually, and all y'all, and yes, I said all y'all, I can't help it, all y'all will get it when you try it. So I love that you said that. That's a theme that we'll be covering in future episodes. I also love that you brought up, and I didn't know that about you, that you started meditation at such a young age. Is that something that you think would be, I'm guessing you're going to say yes, beneficial for most kids at such a young age because they're being exposed to so much media and technology? And, you know, that I know that there's certainly an epidemic with kids having, you know, ADD and, you know, issues paying attention. Would you say that meditation would be helpful for kids when they're young?
Absolutely. You know, meditation is going to be absolutely helpful for anybody, you know, whether that's a kid or an adult. It's they just came out with a study recently where kids that were struggling in school, that were getting into trouble, what they explored was, instead of giving them detention, they would have them do a mindfulness meditation. And the results ended up being staggering in the fact that what happened is that the recurring behavior of these kids getting into trouble all of a sudden went away. And so a mindfulness-based practice is really powerful because you're taking a moment to create space between a stimulus that comes at you and then how you respond to that. So for most people, a stimulus comes at them and then bam, immediately they react to it. But they don't react to it from a place of awareness or consciousness. And so meditation teaches us how to take that moment to just pause, let it sit in, and then respond from a place of integrity. And so that's, you know, that's huge for kids, you know, to teach them that there is a way to transcend just this knee-jerk reactive behavior.
Amen to the amen on this side. And I will always reference this for people that are listening. You know, look up, if you want to Google an example of before, present, because I'm going to put myself, I'm not an after example yet. I'm always going to be a work in progress. But just Google me. Go look on my old videos on YouTube and you will see I am the perfect example of high strung, wound tight, type A, workaholic girl who was just, you know, bam, 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 bam. And I noticed when you were doing that illustration a second ago, Travis, you said, listen, pause. And while you were saying that, old Kelly Alexa was like, what? Did the microphone break? Did something happen? You know, I'm panicking because we're not used to relaxing. And I'm definitely a work in progress. It's definitely happening. It's definitely having an effect on my health. And again, I guess I just want to use myself as an example for the listeners, because the people that I want to reach, a lot of people I want to reach they're just getting started. And I know, because I used to be one of those people that had an attitude about yoga or had a skeptical attitude about meditation. I would say, I don't have time for this. In fact, my yoga instructor back in Chicago tried to teach me meditation. I think I lasted about 35 seconds And in that 35 seconds, he's like, just close your mind and be still. I opened my eyes four times and I said, what are we doing here? Mm-hmm. Guess what? I meditate now 15 minutes every day. I use that Headspace app, which is really helpful. And by the way, if you're listening, it's a great app. I highly recommend it. We'll put a link to that in the transcript for the show. So love that you said that. Obviously, I think people can hear in your voice the sense of peace, of calmness. You use a phrase in Ultimate Yogi, your program, all the time, equanimity. Mm-hmm. And I had never heard that phrase or that word before. And when I looked it up, I'm like, that's it. So why did you choose to use that word? And what does that mean to you? Because I just think it's the perfect word we should all aim for.
Well, equanimity comes from an old ancient word called upekkha, and upekkha means equanimity. So it's just really another word for balance. And so a lot of what yoga teaches us is how to maintain balance or equanimity regardless of what yoga pose or what life pose that we're in. And so it's the nature of life to go up and down. There's loss, there's gain, there's praise, there's blame, there's victory, there's defeat. And so what happens is if we get attached only to the external circumstances, what happens is we go on this roller coaster where we go up and then we crash down. And that's exhausting. That's not a sustainable way of living life. And everybody can relate to it. They can relate to those moments when they crash and they feel exhausted and they feel like something is missing in their lives and that they're not fulfilled. So, you know, there's a difference between achievement and fulfillment. For example, look at Robin Williams. He's a perfect example of this. Robin Williams wanted to be a comedian, and so he achieved that. And then after he became a successful comedian, he wanted to be on a hit TV show. He achieved that. Then after that, he wanted to break into the movie business. And he achieved that. And then, even despite the fact that he was known as one of the world's greatest comedians, he decided that he wanted to do a drama, that Good Will Hunting movie. And so he did that. He achieved that. Despite all those achievements, the man wasn't happy and hung himself. And so the reason is because there was no fulfillment. It was just all achievement. And so if we move through life and we get wrapped up within just the achieving and we feel like something's missing, it's because we're not doing the things that truly fulfill us. It's like we have these programs in our head that we've been given from maybe our parents, our family, the media, and we buy into those programs. But those programs end up creating our own suffering. So a yoga and a meditation practice teaches us to not give our power over to external circumstances and maintain balance and equanimity within. And regardless of what situation we're in, whether it's a challenging situation or a pleasurable situation, is to learn that there's a way of moving through those ups and downs with a certain level of steadiness, evenness, and equanimity.
That's perfect. And God, I want to like frame what you just verbally said. So maybe we'll make that into a pinnable image that's on Fifth Influential Radio for everybody. But, you know, amen to everything you're saying. And I want to reference as an obsessive fan that one of the things I love about Travis's Ultimate Yogi program, and I should take a picture and put this on Instagram of how worn out my program is, because I'm that truly like I'm that obsessed about it. And it's great for men and women. I'm going to lead into something. I wasn't planning on saying this yet, but I'm just going to go with the flow, 'cause that's how I am. In each one of the classes, are there 12 or 10 DVDs in that set, Travis?
There's 12, I believe.
Okay. Yeah. So throughout all of these, you'll feel like you're in a class. What I love is there's men and women. Usually it's 50-50. Some of the classes actually have more men in them. Mm-hmm. I'm going to touch on that topic in a second. But there's men and women of all ages. It's not like a typical production where everybody's 20 and, you know, all of these women that are like 6'1" and they weigh 110 pounds and they're graceful and you feel intimidated like you're working out next to Gwyneth Paltrow or something. It's not like that. There's people of all ages, all kind of body compositions, mm-hmm. all areas of flexibility. What I love too is that when you see the different classes, some of the people can't do the pose and you get to see you walking around and correcting them and giving them instruction. But back to the, you know, we're talking about mindfulness and equanimity and stress reduction and how much of an impact that can have on your whole life, not just your fitness. But a lot of times during the classes, Travis makes these points and they're so perfect in the moment, but they just make you think, you know, and everybody gets through yoga and gets where it permeates their being in different phases. So it might take a while, but I love your style. I think you're half teacher, but you're half, you know, sharing some of these thoughts about, you know, your attitude and not keeping up with the Joneses and calming down and, you know, you're removing stress and passing on messages throughout the yoga class that we all need to hear. So that's another thing that, again, I will just say this throughout the interview. I'm an obsessed fan. I fully admit I'm biased, but I think y'all will be biased when you check him out. So that's a kind of a perfect segue into my next question, which is we talked about men. And when I opened up this interview, I said, guys, if you're listening, please open your mind. Please listen to this. This is a guy, Travis Elliott, who can get you into yoga, whether it's you starting with his Ultimate Yogi DVD. Remember, we're going to have a prize for that on Fitfluential Radio. So make sure you tune into fitfluentialradio.com. And also with his classes, you know, he's an amazing instructor. And you've often said, I think to me personally, but you also said it in some of your DVDs, that a lot of times your classes now have more men than women. So I'm curious what your experience has been in men coming to yoga. What are the things that you hear from men their first time after they take their first class? And then why do they keep coming back? What are the common things that you hear from men of all ages about why they're sticking with yoga, why they love it?
You know, I think that one thing you always hear from most men is just how hard it is, you know, because, you know, whatever your imbalance is, yoga is going to reveal that. So for some people, that's, you know, flexibility where, you know, they're really tense and tight. Yoga is going to reveal that. Some people, they may not be so good with balance, and yoga is going to reveal that, because remember, we talked about how yoga really encompasses all aspects of fitness. So a lot of times, you know, you'll hear guys just be blown away by how hard it is. Now, obviously, what I predominantly teach is power yoga. So power yoga is a strong athletic form of yoga, but there's many other styles of yoga out there that, you know, aren't as physical or as athletics. So you have to, you know, make sure that you find the right style. I think what brings people back is how amazing they feel at the end of the class. Like, that is all the proof in the pudding. When you leave a good yoga class, you feel like you've lifted a huge burden off your shoulders. And so you're like floating through the rest of your day. We know chemically that you're dissolving cortisol and stress hormones, and then you're producing all these feel-good hormones like endorphins, serotonin, dopamine, and so you feel amazing. And so you walk out of this yoga class and you feel strong, but you also feel spacious. Like, if you just go and lift weights, you're going to build strength in certain muscle groups, but you're also going to tighten muscle groups. And if that's all you do, you're going to create imbalance. And then if you keep going down that path, you end up in a place where your strength actually becomes a hindrance. You can't even move your body in all the miraculous ways that it was meant to be moved in, because you've gotten too strong and too tight. And so mm-hmm. yoga is about the balance. So you think about somebody like, you know, like maybe a Bruce Lee. You know, Bruce Lee is strong but also lean and incredibly flexible, has mastered what the human body is capable of. And it's all about balance. So it's that balance between being strong but also being graceful. And if you think about your favorite athlete, most of the time, your favorite athlete is going to be the embodiment of both. And so guys are feeling this amazing after effects of the yoga, and they're coming back, you know, and it doesn't really hurt that they get to come, and there's often a lot of beautiful women in the room, you know, so, you know, that's certainly a draw for a lot of guys too.
That's awesome. It's funny because you said that, and that's what I was going to say. Like, hey, guys, take a class. And by the way, on a side note, you know, you're typically going to see a lot of women there. So there's that thing.
Totally.
You know, I really hope that everyone that's listening is, you know, having their head tilt and having that aha moment, because it's not about, you know, my goal in founding Fitfluential, we have that phrase that Fitfluential is fitness found. And now I'd like to expand that and say we're fitness, health, and wellness found. It's really my goal, especially as we branch out into this podcast, is to bring great people like you on and open people's minds to what they don't know. To things that they haven't really ever considered. I think fitness in particular, and a lot on the nutrition side, it's been very segmented. And if somebody's not yet started down that road, there's just an overwhelm of where do I start? And with yoga, I think too, I've been that person. The reason that I started to really understand and have that, what you said, that moment after the class was when I went with my friend, Kelly Gregorakis, who she's a yoga teacher. I may have connected you guys on social.
Yeah,
she's great.
Kelly.
Yeah, down in Miami.
Yeah.
And when I first, you know, here's a woman, she's 53 years old. I mean, what her body is capable of and the beauty and calmness and peace that she resonates because she's been doing yoga for, I think, 11, 12 years. You just, it age reverses you. But what I'm not wanting to do on this show and the other shows is say, this is what you should do. This is how often you should do it. And this is, you know, like prescribing it.
Right.
Everybody will find their own flow. And I love that, you know, when you, if you ever get the pleasure of either, you know, visiting one of Travis's classes in person, you'll see he's so down to earth. He's so friendly. He's so genuine. You'll see that in his Ultimate Yogi DVDs, which I think every single person should buy for themselves and buy several gifts for their friends and thank me later on that. But he's very accessible. He's inspirational, and he's not going to come across as that stereotype that I think is still permeating the media that yogis are all vegans. They're all hardcore elitist vegans that will judge you. And if you ever eat a hamburger or if you ever, you know, lift weights, they're going to, you know, not even want you in their class. That's not true. And would you agree? I mean, Travis, you're so non-judgmental and non-preachy. You just want to help people.
Yeah. I never responded well to somebody force feeding something down my mouth. So, you know, I don't like to force anything upon anybody else, whether that's, you know, yoga, exercise, or, you know, religious beliefs. I believe that we do all have our own path and that people need to do what feels right for them. And I don't ever have an insecurity as to, you know, trying to make people necessarily believe what I believe. So I think it is important, you know, to honor our differences. And you know, if people do yoga once a week or six times a week, or they meditate, maybe they start off with 2 minutes of meditation a day and then they progress up to 20 or 30 minutes. Like, we all have our own path. So you got to respect that for sure.
Yeah. Well, I want to wrap up. And as we wrap up today, first of all, Travis, I want to thank you so much for being on the show. I just adore you. I think the work that you're doing is amazing. I can't wait to hang out in person and take a class with you in person, which I've yet to do. But that is one of my bucket list items. So it'll happen in 2017. That's all I'm going to say.
I can't wait for that.
Yeah. And I'm going to be so excited to show you that how I've progressed in my poses. I'm definitely, you're one of my favorite teachers.
Oh,
but I, first of all, we'll wrap up and I'll tell everybody about, where to find your stuff. And that's also going to be, obviously in the transcript. There's a full transcript of this show. It's going to be on fitfluentialradio.com. But I want to ask you this again, for those that are listening that have either maybe tried yoga, but they didn't like it. Maybe they had one of those uncomfortable DVD sessions that I told you about where it's like, or they just looked at it and they think it's not for them, or the guys that are listening to the show. What, for somebody that's listening and going, okay, I want to do this. What would you say is the best way? We kind of alluded to this earlier, but for somebody that wants to start yoga, would you say that I'm maybe putting you on the spot. You think it's best that they go to a class? Or, I think, as somebody who's been to a class, that your DVDs are amazing. But do you think it's best that if somebody wants to dip their toe in the water and get started, they go visit a class in their local area or your DVD set?
Well,
total plug, total awkward.
Yeah, it depends, because some people might live out in the country. So they're in a rural area where there's not a lot of good yoga that they have access to. So for those people, what I would say is I would just go to YouTube and you could type up my name, Travis Elliott, yoga class, and I have stuff up there. Then they can do a yoga practice at home for free. So there's no cost. And that's a way for them to just experience something and then go from there. And then if somebody lives in a city like, Chicago or, LA, now there's yoga studios everywhere. But again, the key is that they have to find the right style that they resonate with and the right teacher. So again, if they go to a yoga class and they don't like it, don't give up. Keep trying, keep trying, keep trying. If you find that you do like yoga, then yeah, absolutely go get the Ultimate Yogi DVD set, because I designed that with the intention of providing a whole library of yoga that will keep people engaged for years and years and years. So there's many power yoga classes, but they all have specific themes. So there's one that's themed for strength. And when you do that strength class, you are definitely going to build your strength. There's one for cardio. When you do that cardio class, you're going to be sweating buckets. And then there's the other practices that are very important, like the yin yoga and the gentle yoga, that are the softer side of yoga, because it's all about balance. So if they're interested in that Ultimate Yogi DVD set, it's life-changing. I mean, I hear from people that are in prisons. I hear from people that are from all over the world and in countries where there's war and destruction. I hear people that were on the verge of killing themselves, and they send me these emails of gratitude about how the Ultimate Yogi literally saved their life, because it's more than just physical fitness. You will get that from the Ultimate Yogi. You will benefit in the most amazing ways physically. But you will also notice the effects, again, within your mind and within all these other aspects of life. And that's why this yoga is so, so, so powerful.
It really is. And I did the full disclosure several times during this interview that I am an obsessive, almost stalkerish fan of Travis, but we're friends, so I can't be coded as a stalker. But, polite stalking, maybe outside your window or something like that. But seriously, like the Ultimate Yogi program for me, when I was living in Chicago, I had one outstanding yoga studio that when I lived at my first house, it was half an hour away, and I was obsessed, and they had hot yoga and yin yoga yoga and all these different classes. Well, then I moved and I ended up being about almost an hour away, and there was nothing at my last house that was close. And so for me to go to a 90-minute class and have to allow an hour on both ends, I just couldn't fit into my schedule. It made me very sad. You know, it made me consider plastic surgery because I was frowning so much. But that was before I focused on equanimity. So it was before Ultimate Yogi.
Fitfluential Radio fans, I have a gift for you. And by gift, I mean the gift that truly keeps on giving. Head on over right now to fitfluential.com/membership and sign up for our now live VIP Fitfluential membership. Our Fitfluential membership is not a diet program. It's not a workout program. You will have access to learning from some of the best trainers, dietitians, nutritionists, doctors, chiropractors, massage therapists, chefs, athletes, authors. I could go on and on and on. A lot of folks that have been on this show. What our Fitfluential membership is designed to do is meet you in the middle and provide all of the education and inspiration that you need, all of the community and accountability that you crave, and everything else that's going to keep you from being one of those statistics in January. All those people that say, I'm going to get healthier this year. I'm going to live my best life. And then by the third week in January, the second week in February, all of those aspirations are gone. Don't let that be you. Go to fitfluential.com/membership and sign up now.
The Ultimate Yogi DVD series is, for me, it's the closest thing to being in that class, whether it's like Kelly Gregorakis's class in Miami or Corey's class up in Chicago or any of the best classes that I've been to, because of the diversity. Like you mentioned, Travis, he's not joking. That cardio one, I mean, people that have Ultimate Yogi, my friend Michelle and I, we'll go on Facebook and I'll just go, I did pure cardio today. And she'll go, oh my God, are you okay? You know, like we just know how intense it is. And the yin yoga will completely, like you need it. It's long holding of stretching. Yeah. So if you're training with weights a lot, you'll start to realize how tight you are. And that yin yoga, it fixes you both from a physical perspective, but it challenges you from a mental perspective. So it's great diversity. There's a meditation CD in there. I think there's something for everybody. Again, I'm an obsessive fan, but I can't recommend it enough. So that said, number one, we want everybody to know about the Ultimate Yoga DVD. I'm sure, Travis, you've got stuff coming out in 2017. There's a book that you put out. Was the book published just last year, or was it in 2000? Was it published this year?
Yeah, it actually came out at the end of last year.
Okay. So make sure that you know, we'll have the links to all of this stuff where you can find Travis. I've had it in the intro. You'll see it on the fitfluentialradio.com. Make sure that you connect with him. Shout out to him on social. Say Kelly Alexa told me to say hi, just so that he can see that, you know, he's starting to have new folks that are becoming turned on to yoga. But Travis, thank you so, so much for being who you are, for doing what you do, and for coming on the show. It's been an honor. I'm honored to call you my friend and my teacher, and just don't stop what you're doing.
Thank you so much, Kelly, for having me on the show. And thank you to all the amazing Fitfluential listeners out there. You guys just keep rocking, keep doing your thing, and look forward to connecting down the road.
Amen to that. Peace out.
Peace.
Thank you for listening to the latest episode of Fitfluential Radio. We hope you enjoyed the episode. Please visit us on iTunes and like this episode and subscribe to the podcast.
We want this to be your podcast, so please head on over to iTunes, write a review, give us your feedback, tell us what you want to see, give us your ideas, and even guest suggestions. For a full transcript of all episodes and bonus giveaways, be sure to visit fitfluentialradio.com. We look forward to seeing you again for the next episode of Fitfluential Radio. Peace.
Please remember our disclaimer for the podcast. The materials and content discussed within the podcast are the opinions of hosts Kevin Cottrell and Kelly Alexa and are the guests interviewed. This information is intended as general information only for listeners of the podcast. Listeners should always seek professional advice, and the content and opinions expressed on the podcast should never be construed as a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment.